Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Thank you very much for joining me. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. You are just in time to hear the wisdom of Priscilla Huff. Priscilla has been with us before, and she's already a member of our Brain Trust. Priscilla is a small business expert. She writes articles and books about this topic, especially women's entrepreneurial topics. And for a number of years now, she's written articles on Home Business Magazine, Home Business Journal, Income Opportunities, Small Business Opportunities, Pennsylvania Magazine, and on and on. She's got a brand new book out that's about to come out, I should say, very soon, that we're kind of pre-launching on the show today, Make Your Business Survive and Thrive. And she's our good friend. Priscilla, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back, and as always. And you've got a number of other books out that have been, you got one, is it one then that's already in the third edition?
The 101 Best Home-Based Businesses for Women, yes.
Yeah.
I help them, yes.
That's a good
one. I've been blessed. That's been good.
Congratulations on that one. Folks, when it's in the third edition, that means it's a really good one. Priscilla, the two areas, and my audience has heard me say this before, and I'm going to keep saying it, folks, until we get it right. The two areas that small business owners are the least proficient at is the human resources activity, doing a professional job of hiring and unhiring people. And the other one is in the area of marketing. And it's just one of those things that I know I see a lot. I know you see it a lot. And I want you to help us with the marketing situation. You talk about something in your book, in your new book called The Ideal Marketing Mix. Now, what's a marketing mix?
Well, throughout the life of your business, you should use a combination of advertising, paid ads, and publicity, media coverage. And you just need to find that right mix that works for you, that is affordable, and gets the most impact to reach your target market.
So you're talking about, I think I see what you mean, because sometimes people will say, okay, I'm going to focus on the local cable local cable provider, or I'm going to do all radio, which by the way is not a bad thing, or they're going to do all billboards, or they're going to do all the internet, or whatever. And the truth is they need to be in a lot of different places, don't they?
Right, yes. One of the best ways I always tell people is to start out with a dynamic press release, because that's free, but it announces your business or some milestone that you have reached, and you can tie it in with the latest news if you see something. If you have an Aaron business and they talk about Aaron on television, just quick call the producer. So you want to use those press releases to get your name and your business out there.
But it's got to be something that's not advertorial. It's got to be something that's newsworthy, like you mentioned an award or any credential that you've gotten, anything, any association with a national company or anything like that is newsworthy. Because if you don't, the paper won't run it. And if you continue to send them things that look like more like advertisement than a public announcement, then you wind up turning off the newspapers.
Absolutely. Go to your public library. They have some excellent books about press releases, plus on the internet. Just type in press release samples and templates, and you'll get the idea. Read a lot of them before you start one, or you can go to a good copywriter, and they can give you, maybe a good some tips about it. But yes, it should be newsworthy. You should have a photo of they like editors like photos, and then that's one thing is ask your editor what they like, because one editor in our small town, it had to be double spaced. He wanted it that way, you know.
Right.
And if you make that their job easier, then it's more likely to get published.
Well, and along those lines, you went by the hire a professional to help you thing real fast, we probably ought to hang around on that for a minute, because I know one thing as a syndicator and columnist, the less work that my editors can do when I send them stuff to publish, the more likely they are to make sure my stuff gets in the newspaper. And so you need to make sure that you get somebody to help you, so that when you send them something, if they feel like they can stick it in there without having to rebuild it, basically, then you're more likely to get in the paper.
Right. I started out press releases writing for my local library. I'm an advocate, and I did their display cases. And so I got the hang of it there and talked to the editor what he liked and what he didn't like. And then from there, I just was able to make it go over with my business.
Right. All right. What are some other areas? Let's leave the press release behind and go to another part of the mix.
Well, I would say, again, using creative marketing strategies. A friend of mine, when she launched her book, she had a local artist spray paint the cover of her book with her 800 ordering number on the side of the van. And then she did her own cross-country book tour that way. So sometimes trying those creatives, or have stage an event that will get media coverage. A woman opened a pet product store, and then she had a birthday party for pets. And that will attract your media attention.
I know a guy that is a consultant. He went to the local radio station and talked them into letting him do a management tip a day. And so he would go to the station. He'd write them and go to the station and record them. And the station got credit for that as a public service announcement. And he got some advertisement out of it.
Well, there you go. It's just keeping aware of what's out there, what you can do best, and what will portray the image of your business, a professional, relating it. Making a donation to your local charities or event, a fashion show, something like that, also is good publicity.
Well, and of course, you shouldn't volunteer for the advertisement, but if you do volunteer, and you're on a committee or something like that, then it's always good for people to see you in that role in the media, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, it is. I found, too, that by joining your local business organization, your Chamber of Commerce.
Chamber of Commerce, absolutely.
There are so many opportunities there to work and collaborate with. When five women took a collaborator who were desktop publishers, took out an ad together, and each one had their own niche, so they weren't really competing per se.
Co-opetition works great, and it saves a lot of money. Priscilla, hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. Right back with Priscilla Huff. She's the author of the new book, which is coming out soon. She's going to tell us when we come back. Make Your Business Survive and Thrive. We'll just tease you about it now until it comes out. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Everybody's looking for something. Something to fill in the holes. Hello.
Back, it's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there, and my blog. You can subscribe to both of those, or just come and check out the blog on the site there if you want to, whenever you want to. We update that every weekday. The newsletter comes to you on Sunday afternoon. Get you ready for the week ahead. It comes by email, by the way. So I hope you'll check out all of those things. And we've got thousands of articles, thousands of archives. And our authors, our Brain Trust members, if they are authors, all their books are there. So you can check those out and see what you think about them. Priscilla Huff is one of our Brain Trust members. She's the author of the upcoming book, Make Your Business Survive and Thrive. Priscilla, when's it going to be available?
That should be available in the fall.
In the fall, okay. And so we're kind of pre-launching it on the show today, right?
Yes, thank you.
And you're going to talk to your publisher to make sure we officially launch it on this show when it comes out, right?
Yes, I will.
So make sure.
John Wiley.
Make sure we do that. Yeah, the Wiley folks, they're good publishers. Okay, let's get back to this marketing, helping small business owners with their marketing. What would be the one thing that you would say, if you're trying to get inside of a small business owner's head and get them oriented properly about marketing, Not so much, you know, not so much where to buy marketing, whether to buy radio or television or whatever, but what kind of an attitude would you try to put in their head?
I would say you want to understand what the customers need. What are they searching for that you can supply, and what is unique about it? Today, small business owners who are filling what they call a target niche, a business niche, is really what is making them money. So you have to look for those customers that are searching for something that maybe a large corporation can't supply them.
One of the things that I've talked about a lot on the show, Priscilla, is you use the word need, and I know you use that in a broad way, but I try to define that a little bit more by saying that people, human beings, have two things in their life that drive them, what they need and what they want. And what they need are commodities, and that's what the big box companies give them. They know exactly what those things are worth. They're not going to pay a nickel more than what they need is worth. But what they want is customization. And they'll pay a premium for that. They don't yet know what that's worth, because you haven't convinced them how special what you can do for them. And so I believe that small business success is found in giving customers what they want and letting the big box companies give them what they need. What do you think?
Absolutely, absolutely true. There was a couple who started a lawn care business, and all the big companies, the big lawn care, had taken all the great corporations' lawns.
Right.
So what they did was find the small, the townhouses, the other places, you know, where the big companies didn't want. In fact, the big lawn care companies referred these smaller customers, and they had more business than they could handle.
Well, and they should tell those customers, we specialize in you. That's all part of the specialness, isn't it?
That's right. That connection between your customers, and they feel like you really care about them. You talk to them. People just want that respect and that human touch that larger businesses just don't have time to often provide.
Another thing that I've thought a lot about lately, Priscilla, and I wanted to get your thoughts on it, is I believe that more and more people, and I mean it's filtering all the way down the socioeconomic ladder, more and more people are valuing their time more than their money. What do you think?
Well, they say if your business can save people time and money, then you've got a good idea right there. And yes, time is a commodity. That, I mean, when I was growing up, you know, most women did not have to work unless they were single or divorced. But nowadays, it's taking 2.5 salaries to make. Megan, mm-hmm. Therefore, those couples don't have the time to do all those little things that you could do for them.
Well, absolutely, and that's where the opportunity is, isn't it? If somebody, yeah. I know one of the things you talk in your book a lot about is, and talk to small business owners about is what kind of businesses to go into, how to start a business, how to think about where you should find your place in the marketplace. But isn't that where to find it? I mean, shouldn't you look around and say, okay, it's not about shoestrings. It's about how I deliver those shoestrings to the people who want just brown shoestrings with black ends or whatever it might be, something special.
Right. That's what they're looking for. And if you listen to people, talk to friends, and do your research, you'll hear people say, gee, I wish there were something, you know, and fill in the blank. And if you can provide that, then you've got a winner.
Well, don't you also have to, in some of these assignments, Priscilla, you have to recognize that if you're in that much of a niche, the chances are pretty good you're not going to conquer the world.
No, but some people are just very happy that way, and then they'll find some, or sometimes they'll have a business and they'll hear of a spinoff or a sideline,
right,
and that they never even knew was there. And all of a sudden they feel like they're making money in that way. So you have to be aware of a sideline. If you have alpacas and maybe somebody wants a certain kind of sweater,
mm-hmm.
all of a sudden, you know, so you have to be flexible as an entrepreneur to know when your market is changing.
Priscilla, give us your website, please.
Actually, I don't have one yet because I'm in, and because of the new book, I'm arranging one. But I'll just say pyhuff@hotmail.com. If anybody
that's your
wants.
Email, pyhuff@hotmail. The new book is called Make Your Business Survive and Thrive. But Priscilla Huff has other books out there, and they're available wherever books are sold, right, Priscilla?
That's right.
And so check those out. Hey, thanks, Priscilla, for being here. We'll see you later on.
Okay, thanks so much for having me.
Priscilla Huff, ladies and gentlemen, that's H-U-F-F. Quick break, right back with Rob Cowie right after these messages. It's 29 after.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.